Massachusetts Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education Mitchell Chester said feedback from the field test this spring was positive and helped to identify glitches. He said the state has worked hard to develop the new testing system known as PARC as a possible replacement for the current MCAS exam.
It's essentially the same test that we began giving 17 years ago. And so it is time for an upgrade.
About 15% of Massachusetts school children in grades 3 through 11 tested the PARC test this spring. A majority of the 81,000 students at 1,000 schools in 345 districts said they preferred the new exam, according to the State Education Department. Massachusetts school districts must now choose whether to administer PARC to all students in the 3rd through 8th grades and to some in the 9th through 11th grades in the round of required testing next spring.
We anticipate that roughly half of the state will take the MCAS, roughly half will take PARC.
School committees are making the choice now. The Springfield School Committee is expected to vote at a meeting Thursday on which test to go with. Districts that use the new test, which adheres to the Common Core standards, will not face repercussions if student test scores drop, according to Chester.
This carries some risk for school districts that make that selection, and we want them to make that selection without being concerned about whether or not the results from that first year of PARC are going to harm their standing in the state's accountability system.
All 10th grade students in the state will continue to take the MCAS. Passing the English language, math, and science portions of the test is a requirement to receive a high school diploma. Paul Dakin, superintendent of schools in Revere, tested PARC at 3 schools this spring and will go all in next year.
To us, it was almost a no-brainer.
Dakin said a majority of Revere's public school students are from low-income families, and school may be their only chance to use a computer.
Because I don't want a technology divide to contribute to an achievement gap.
The superintendent of schools in Barnstable on Cape Cod, Mary Zakowski, said she will recommend using PARC over MCAS next year.
One of our concerns certainly is the shift in technology, and I don't think that technology should be used just for testing. We are attempting to infuse digital content into our classrooms as part of instruction.
Chester said the state legislature is considering a $38 million bond bill to pay for new computers and network upgrades in the state's elementary and secondary schools.
Each school district has a different need. Some school districts are completely up to speed. Some school districts have a long way to go before they have the infrastructure in place.
The State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education is scheduled to vote in fall 2015 on whether to require all school districts in the state to switch to the PARC testing system. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.